The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's our walk-up music for the live show, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We should boogie on up there, Todd.
Just that's appropriate.
We should start dancing, just boogie on.
That's
boogie
what we'll do.
Boogie with each other walking
some
up there.
Some sort of saunter or stride.
If you can't be at the live show, it is a podcast, including all the comedy, so that all will
We're meeting with the choreographer later today.
Yeah. Good.
And
good.
We'll go through our entrance.
Yeah. We're going to walk in. Yeah. Like the Bengals.
So if you don't
walk
see
like
it,
an Egyptian, let's walk in like that.
If you don't see it live, you will miss the choreography.
I mean, totally, man.
It won't come across
on
the podcast.
You miss it, Bob.
Yeah. That starts
bunch
tonight.
Of high kicks.
Unless you have the doors open at 6, show at 7 tonight at the AdmiralOmaha.com. Still some tickets, too. Go to AdmiralOmaha.com.
You going to bust out the crane dance, Todd?
Possibly.
Nice.
We'll see what the choreographer has to say.
I don't think the chicks can handle that.
Bust out the mops and steal every female in the room.
All six or seven of them.
Would Christy be pissed if you did your mating ritual at the live show?
Probably. No, she said let them. Yeah. She would. Nobody. They'll go, why did she? She'll be pissed at me because they'll go, why'd you fall for that?
Right.
It was a moment in time.
There's going to be ladies here. Well, either 6 or 7 women we know are going to be there. You know, our families, basically, that's a lot of women.
If they
there.
Stay for the whole thing.
Yeah. I was telling my daughter yesterday, I said, look, I remember a couple years ago, honey, I didn't look at you the whole show because of stuff I say on stage, you know, I don't want to be looking at my daughter saying stuff like that.
That's fair.
And she goes, yeah, I don't really look at you when you do that either. But she'll be there too, so. That's tonight. We got to do a show today, though, too, so.
Three quarters of one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OJ died at the end of our show yesterday. I mean,
we got word that OJ died.
Yeah.
He actually died yesterday, or the day before. I think they said he actually passed away late on Wednesday.
Yeah, but it wasn't released till like 9:45 Central or something like that. And we read the Deadpool names already, but... the social media. I love all the stuff. A nod to Norm Macdonald, because Norm Macdonald hammered him for years on SNL, and actually got fired from that too. You know, He's a scumbag. He murdered two people. And it doesn't matter if he's a great football player or not, because he was. Todd and I were old enough. We watched him play. He was an amazing football player. But he's also a scumbag. He murdered two people. All right? So that's how you're... on your grave.
I was happy to see... it was ESPN. You know, they announced his death. Right. And they bring on Jeremy Schapp to talk about his legacy and his life. And I was happy to hear Jeremy Schapp in the clip say, look, anybody who looked at the evidence objectively would have concluded that he killed them.
Of course, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I was glad that they didn't try to whitewash that. You know, I mean, just like, look,
Jeremy
Schapp
was great about that. I read that too. Jeremy Schapp should
just go ahead and say it. Look, most people agree he killed him.
Right. Right.
You know?
And we know that. And I also thought about this too. A lot of people weren't around in 94. We're talking to you right now.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Mark, my kids
they
were born.
They don't know the spectacle.
No, they don't.
It created.
And they might not even know the history of O.J. Simpson either. I mean, he played ball in the 70s, for Christ's sakes. You know, it's a long time ago.
But that
60s
was
and 70s.
Every episode of Entertainment Tonight was coverage of that trial as long as it went on.
Yeah. Well, it also ran all day long.
Yeah, it went forever. Yeah,
we turned the TVs on.
It was the biggest
on.
Story in the country for months.
We watched the verdict in school.
I was in
middle school.
I was at a bar.
That was right about the time
with all the girls from work, and we used to have people working here.
Right. Cable news became reality TV.
Yeah.
At that point.
Absolutely.
It was actually a real trial. They actually showed a trial. Yeah.
But
it became that, right?
All the characters.
It blew up.
The lines blurred.
It had a judge who wanted all kinds of attention.
It had the sexual tension between the two prosecutors, Darden and what's her face?
Marcia Clark and Christopher Darden. Yeah. The two prosecutors were banging each other and obviously not paying attention, getting their ass kicked by the dream team.
Yeah. Asking to fit.
Did they bang?
Yeah,
they
actually had an affair.
The thing that killed them, though, was they basically, OJ's dream team put the LAPD on trial.
Furman.
Mark
Furman.
How many times did you say the N-bomb?
Right.
A lot.
Right. Well, I saw a story this morning that they're talking to some juror yesterday, and she basically admitted that, they knew he was guilty, but they wanted to stick at the whitey. And my the funny thing is, it tried to tear the country apart, not as bad as it is now with the MAGA crap. And I was my brother-in-law at the time, he's since passed, he's an African-American gentleman, married to my oldest sister. And he was in town, like they were in town visiting me, like about 8 months after that. We're sitting in the bar, him and I. Everybody's shopping. We're just restaurant having. They're all shopping. We're at the bar at the mall. You know where I'm at. And I go to What's the story here? I said, why is the racial divide? Yeah. And he knew he was guilty too. He goes, you know, Mike, it was one of those things that he thinks that people, the black community, was tired. Of the reason people cheered for OJ, even though they probably thought he was guilty, was the black community was tired. This is coming from a black man, an older black man, older than me. The black community was tired of just all the murders that they were all murdered for years and years and years by white community.
Well, was hot off the heels of Rodney King, getting beat up
a few years later.
And the results.
That's why people were jumping up and cheering at the time when he was acquitted, and it became that way. Hopefully we got past that. I don't know.
I was surprised to see this morning on the little ticker on the news, they said that the estimated number that the Goldman family got from OJ all in, $144,000.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of a, 30 some million dollar judgment against him in the civil case. Right. $144,000.
I'd forgotten until somebody brought it up this morning. He did go to jail for a little while when he tried to
eight to 10 years.
Steal back some of his memorabilia in Vegas.
He was king of the yard.
Juice,
man.
Just sign some more.
Yeah.
Do we have any of that audio? The one, any of the Norm MacDonald jokes on SNL about him? They were great. There's probably clips out there everywhere.
Oh yeah, there's that some of those that montage I sent you guys was going around everywhere.
Oh, it was a montage.
That was 11 minutes.
11 and a half minutes of just Norm crapping on OJ.
Weekend Update, right?
Yeah, a shorter one.
Weekend
too.
Update clips just of him going off.
We got to play some of the shorter ones in honor of Norm. You know,
Lucky Stabbing Hat.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Well, he's dead. 76. All right. And Push had a good point. We're familiar with somebody from years ago that we worked with that got to know him in Vegas, and he was just on a social media. Push was saying, he's a nice guy. We kind of hung out. I said, first of all, you don't have to hang out with O.J. Simpson. And if he was nice to you, that's a bad day to post that.
Yeah, just don't say anything.
Right.
You know?
Move on with your life.
Read the room.
Right.
Yeah, you had to really know him.
He cut people's heads off.
Yeah, two.
Right.
When was this posted?
Yesterday.
Yeah, just somebody we used to work with.
He didn't kill me.
Right. Really?
That's it.
Yeah, it was basically
he hung out in Vegas. People started hanging out with him in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, in the last few years since he got out of prison, he did. That's where he was living, in Vegas. Right. And just
hanging out.
I can't believe the posts from like young girls that were excited to be. Oh,
I know
the juice.
Well, a lot of them weren't born either. I mean, not that they shouldn't. They should know history, but they weren't born, and they're all getting pictures taken with them.
What are you famous for? Football.
Yeah,
just football.
And Naked Gun.
Yeah,
Naked Gun. Right.
Rental car commercials. Definitely not murder.
Definitely not murder. Yeah, don't Google. I'll tell you. Don't Google.
I met that murderer once. Right. He was nice to me.
My favorite part was who's Kong? Chloe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got social media flooded. Sorry about your dad.
Yeah.
although they've denied that OJ's the dad, you know, even he denied that too. He
said, and I just saw some social media post the other day that said, a lot of people don't know the connection between. There's a picture of Kim Kardashian and OJ.
Oh, his dad was they were family friends.
She was on the, but he was part of the team for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but they're also family friends,
right?
Her and Bruce Jenner, and no, Kardashian was married to Jenner's ex. Kardashian was the original. The lawyer was married to
Robert Kardashian. Was Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner.
Right. Right.
At one time.
Right. And OJ.
Before she transitioned.
Yes. And OJ. Right. Yeah. And OJ and
Kris Jenner did not transition.
I just like to muddy the waters a little bit.
Puss gonna flash his vagina tonight. By the way, if you show up, you know
that's gonna be interesting.
I don't think we passed that through Jim Sucks yet. You know?
No.
I thought Sam Morrill had one of the best tweets I saw yesterday.
I saw it too.
The New York Post posted that O.J. Simpson assured fans he was in good health and final video before cancer death. And Sam Morrill just said, O.J. lied?
Yeah, I saw that. And I retweeted Funny Brad, Midget Brad. Brad, I thought that's the first time I saw it. I don't know if I know it's linear thinking, but it was the first one I saw yesterday. It was OJ can rest now. The real killer has been found.
Yeah,
he was the first one I saw, so I'm thinking I'll give him credit for that because then I saw everybody steal that. You know,
I wonder how many people are going to post something like that and think their joke was stolen.
Well, no,
that's
it.
One of the thoughts.
My favorite part is regular Joe on Facebook. Finds those and posts it like it's his own. Like, you just read that crap. I know there's linear thinking, but no, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, Brad, you know, professional comedians think about that as soon as they hear it. Let's write something down right away, you know?
Yeah.
See, I just retweet those. I'm like, you imagine stealing that? Well, Brad said that. I should type that out. Right. Then I saw it everywhere.
Who's going to build the wall?
There were some great tweets I saw yesterday from an account that was just called Satan.
Okay.
It's at S8N. And it's like, you know, there's some gloves and a knife missing down here.
Jesus.
What the F? There were two or three from that Satan account
yesterday.
I saw
a couple along the lines of soon the glove will fit.
The Onion one yesterday.
What was it?
O.J. Simpson allowed to continue living because the coffin did not fit.
Oh. Yeah, right. Now, you can, like I said before, you can actually not want to be friends with the guy if you live there anywhere near him in Vegas.
Yeah.
We've turned down two interviews over the years for O.J. Simpson. After he got acquitted, he was just going out doing the rounds on radio before he went back into jail. And in the 90s, we said, I'm not going to talk to the guy. What would I say to the guy?
The other one,
I'm not going to validate a murderer.
He was pimping his book, wasn't he?
Yep. And we didn't do that either. Because I'm thinking, I feel like a hypocrite. He's a murderer, man. And also, I'm not going to get him on the air and say, hey, murderer, and hang up on him.
Team Norm.
Ooh.
I did see that circulating again that when Tim Meadows played him on Saturday Night Live just after he was acquitted, they had him doing the football commentating and doing the, you know,
drawing
the routes out on the screen, and it just spells out, I did it.
Yeah. That was fun.
Here's another good Onion headline. Norm MacDonald sent to hell for mocking God's friend O.J. Simpson.
We do have another minor Deadpool hit coming up, right?
Yeah, I gotta get Len Dog to score that. But yeah, French politician, some guy.
We do have a question here about the show tonight. Can a ticket be bought at the door? No.
No, but you can buy them online at AdmiralOmaha.com right up until showtime. Yeah. It's just an electronic ticket delivery.
Right.
It's not a traditional box office old school, but you just buy them online. You can get them right up until showtime.
So you could walk up to the door and then go online and get
just
your
stand
tickets.
There. Yeah, you could.
So
you could.
In that sense, you can buy a ticket at the door.
Yeah.
But you have to go to AdmiralOmaha.com.
You just got
to
buy them online.
Right.
The Onion's the best. The pregnant sex ed teacher must really know her stuff.
Live show tonight. Doors open at 6, show at 7. All of us and all our comedian friends, including Nick, who's apparently a comedian too.
We'll give it a shot.
He'll be doing a set tonight too. Come on back.